Carmichael, Bill Austin, and Harry Bright. Good luck.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a friendly reminder to inform you that you're tuned in and listening to
some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONI Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Friday, April 18th, there's an Easter egg hunt from 1 to 2:30 over at River Street Baptist Church. On Saturday, April 19th, there's a Quiet Cat Cafe starting at 12 p.m. at the Huntington Memorial Library. Also happening Saturday, the BSU Gala Streams of Melanin will be happening at 6 p.m. at the Hunt Union's Ballroom. Sunday, April 20th, stay warm and tune into WONY 90.9 FM. Enjoy Easter with family and friends. This weekend's average is around 65. You should expect rain on Saturday. Music-related news this weekend.
Check out the India project Mamalarkey with their new upbeat and groovy track, Won't Give Up. The Jiver era's new record, Obsession, is out now. Take a listen to their new hit single, The Weeknd. If you like French dream pop, check out Rozier with their new single, Pontois. The groovy, upbeat, and chaotic alternative group, OK Go, is back with their new record. Take a listen to their single, Love. Panchico giving similar vibes with their new alternative upbeat track, Honeycomb. Pulp has released their new record after 24 years. Check out their new single, Spike Island. And lastly, if you're still in your Charlie XCX era, you will love Yule's new single, Evangelic Girl is a Gun.
This has been your WONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great weekend and keep it locked.
Fire within my something?
Age does not wither her.
I was expecting a rather stout matron.
Nah, she's still Donna.
Slipping through my fingers all the time, I try to capture every minute, the feeling in it. Slipping through my fingers all the time, do I really see what's in her mind? Each time I think I'm close to knowing, she keeps on growing. Slipping through my fingers. Sleep in our eyes, her and me at the breakfast table. Barely awake, I let precious time go by. Then when she's gone, there's that odd melancholy feeling and the sense of guilt I can't deny. What happened? The places I had planned for us to go. Well, some of that we did, but most we didn't. And why, I just don't know. Slipping through my fingers all the time, I try to capture every minute, the feeling in it. Slipping through my fingers all the time, I really see what's in her mind. Each time I think I'm close to knowing, she keeps on growing, slipping through my fingers all the time. Sometimes I wish that I could freeze the picture and save it from the funny tricks of time. Slipping through my fingers. With an absent-minded smile.
Slipping through my fingers, Meryl Streep, Amanda Seyfried from the movie, and then the other two was Mamma Mia from the Broadway soundtrack in the overture and prologue from the Mamma Mia Broadway. Yeah, so good. Oh my gosh, I missed that show so much. It was such a good show when I was in it, and the movie was great, and oh my goodness. It was just such a good movie. All right. Moving on to another show that I was recently in. Some of you might know this one from the movie or not the Broadway, or maybe you know it from the Broadway, or maybe you don't know it at all. A lot of people don't really know the music, but they know of this show. I'm talking about Into the Woods. Into the Woods was such a good musical that I was recently in. Stephen Sondheim writing the music and the lyrics. Absolutely amazing. So here is probably the most popular song from the musical, but I'm going to play two other ones after that. And then we're going to keep on going. But here is one of the most popular ones. It was my audition song. I did not get the role, but it was my audition song, and I did really good with it, and I'm very proud of it. But here is one of the most iconic songs from Into the Woods that everyone knows, Giants in the Sky.
There are giants in the sky. There are big, tall, terrible giants in the sky. When you're way up high and you look below at the world you left and the things you know, little more than a glance is enough to show you just how small you are. When you're way up high and you're on your own in a world like none that you've ever known, where the sky is lead and the earth is stone, you're free to do whatever pleases you, exploring things you never dared, cause you don't care when suddenly there's a big, tall, terrible giant at the door. Big, tall, terrible lady giant sweeping the floor. And she gives you food and she gives you rest. And she draws you close to her giant breast. And you know things now that you never knew before. Not till the sky. Just when you've made a friend and all, and you know she's big, but you don't feel small. Someone bigger than her comes along the hall to swallow you for lunch. And your heart is lead and your stomach's stone, and you're really scared being all alone. And it's then that you long for the things you've known, and the world you left, and the little you own. The fun is done. You steal what you can and run. And you scramble down and you look below, and the world you know begins to glow. The roof, the house, and your mother at the door. The roof, the house, and the world you never thought to explore. And you think of all of the things you've seen, and you wish that you could live in between. And you're back again, only different than before. After the sky, there are giants in the sky.
He's a very smart prince. He's a prince who prepares. Knowing this time I'd run from him, he spread pitch on the stairs. I was caught unawares, and I thought, well, he cares. This is more than just malice. Better stop and take stock while you're standing here stuck on the steps of the palace. Think, what do you want? You think, make a decision. Why not stay and be caught? You think, well, it's a thought. What would be his response? But then what if he knew who you were, when you know that you're not what he thinks that he wants? And then what if you were what a prince would envision? Although how can you know who you are till you know what you want, what you don't? So then which do you pick? Where you're safe out of sight and yourself, but where everything's wrong. Or where everything's right and you know that you'll never belong. And whichever you pick, do it quick, cause you're starting to stick to the steps of the palace. It's your first big decision. The choice isn't easy to make. To arrive at a ball is exciting and dull. Once you're there, though, it's scary. And it's fun to deceive when you know you can leave, but you have to be wary. There's a lot that's at stake, but you've stalled long enough, cause you're still standing stuck in the stuff on the steps. Better run along home and avoid the collision. Even though they don't care, you'll be better off there where there's nothing to choose, so there's nothing to lose. So you pry up your shoes. Then from out of the blue, and without any guide, you know what your decision is, which is not to decide. You'll just leave him a clue. For example, a shoe. And then see what he'll do. Now it's he and not you who is stuck with a shoe in a stew, in the goo. And you've learned something too, something you never knew, on the steps of the palace.
And it came to pass, all that seemed wrong was now right. The kingdoms were filled with joy, and those who deserved to were certain to live a long and happy life. Ever after.
Ever after.
Journey over, all is mended, and it's not just for today, but tomorrow and extended. Ever after.
Ever after.
All the curses have been ended, the reverses wiped away. All is tenderness and laughter for forever after.
Happy now and happy hence and happy ever after.
There were dangers and confusions, and the past would often swerve. There were constant disillusions, but they never lost their nerve. And they reached the right conclusions, and they got what they deserved.
Not a sigh and not a sorrow, tenderness and laughter. Joy today and this tomorrow and forever after.
I was greedy, I was vain,
I was haughty,
I was smug,
we were happy,
it was fun.
We were blind,
then we went into the woods to get our wish,
and now we're really blind.
I was perfect, I had everything but beauty, I had power, and I died like a flower in a tower. Then I went into the woods to get my wish, and now I'm ordinary.
We're unworthy.
Now we're unhappy, now unhappiness as well as ever after. And we use our common sense when worthy of our discontents to be happy and forever.
You will see your wish come true. Don't be careful, don't be clever. When you see your wish pursue, it's a dangerous endeavor. Steep, though it's dark, and though you may lose the path, though you may come to wolves. Though it's steep, you mustn't stop. You must not strive. You must not
the finale of Act 1, and then On the Steps of the Palace and Giants in the Sky. I just, like, okay, hear me out. I don't understand why high schools or, like, productions of Into the Woods are only doing the first act. I don't get it. The second act is, like, the best part. So, I don't know. That's just something that I've been seeing around. I think that if you're going to do Into the Woods, you need to do it right, and you need to do the whole show, Act 1 and Act 2. But all three of those songs were from Act 1, but that's fine. So yeah, that's Into the Woods for you. A lot of people don't really like the music, but I really like it. I enjoyed it. It's kind of a classic, I guess. Moving on to a show that I was not in that my high school did. And it's a, musical based off of a book that, a lot of people end up reading, as part of their curriculum in high school. This is music from the Broadway musical Tuck Everlasting. And we'll start off with, oh, I keep feeling like I have to sneeze, and then I don't have to sneeze. I don't know what's going on. Here is music from the Broadway musical, Tuck Everlasting. Three songs, Good Girl Whitney Foster, Partner in Crime, and Time. I will play those for you now. So here is Good Girl Whitney Foster.
I'm trapped in a house of sad and lonely, on a street named Main, but you could call it only. Is it rude to say I'd volunteer for a day of fun just once a year? I'd fly the coop if only I could. But I've got a really bad case of being good. trouble if there were some to get in. Ask your friends to play if I had one to let in. Nana's rocker sawing through the floor every day just like the one before. We lock ourselves behind that door. Is it wrong to wish for something more?
Winnie, why did your dress just croak?
Meet my new friend, Toad. I found him by the fence.
Winnie, you know better than that. Take that filthy thing outside where it belongs.
Yes, Mother. Good girl, Winnie Foster. Every day is in bed at 7. Good girl, Winnie Foster. Every day is a well-behaved 11. But some... something more than heaven. Well, Toad, we blew it. But at least it got us out of the house. Are you from the wood? I'm not allowed there. Big news, I know. I'm not allowed anywhere. Well, now's your chance to disappear. Go have fun, I'll be right here. Tied to a string like a precious pearl. Good girl, good girl, Winnie Foster. Every day, even bed at 7.
Come inside.
Good girl, Winnie Foster. Every day, it's a well-behaved 11. But some days, I want a raise. A little something more. Something more than heaven.
The pyramids, the Brooklyn Bridge, the Rio Grande, the Rhine. I've seen the seven wonders of the world. Can't wait for 8 and 9. But because of my predicament, my peculiar situation, to keep my profile low, 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 I'm a one-man operation.
Jesse, I got it. You need a partner in crime. Someone to share in the view. Why see the world in all of its glories without a friend to tell your stories to?
At my side, two extra fists in a fight. Why should the road be long and lonely?
Why not team up? We've only got tonight.
If no one's there to hear it, does a falling tree make sound?
Are we heard or seen or anything without a friend around?
The old Great Wall, the Taj Mahal, yes, they all have merit.
But this true and fair could take the cake because you get to share it.
Carrot?
You need a partner in crime. Someone to share in a lap. Running a race without a pace setter.
I'm out of place without my better half.
With you,
fun is for one.
And chock full of surprises. With you, the line moves twice as fast and no one realizes.
Whatever we do now, we'll wear it reminiscing.
With you, I finally feel somehow that something isn't missing. I have a partner in crime. Someone to share in the view.
Why see the world in all of its glories without a friend to tell your stories to?
Chestnuts for fun at the fair. Sun setting, tomorrow we're gone.
Thank you. I had a farmhouse with a grandfather clock, where I would teach time to my son. Our lessons began at 12 o'clock sharp, when the hands would come in as one. I'd say the big hand counts minutes, it's so tightly wound, it chases the small hand to make hours go round. I taught Thomas constellations in the sky, to tell a silver maple from a cottonwood. I taught Thomas to divide and multiply, but one he never understood was time. As I watched him grow, time, he would never know time, where my regret resides. Time, if I only knew the what and how and who, that time truly divides. A farmhouse with a grandfather clock, where one day I woke up alone. They feared I was magic, they feared I was cursed, but mostly they feared the unknown. The big hands, the father, the small hands, the son. And there never came a time came back as one. I taught Thomas how to catch a firefly, how to make a pebble skip and rowboat skim. She took Thomas and never said goodbye, the one thing I could never give to him was time. Nothing but time.
Miles, I don't have a father anymore.
You don't?
No, but I will always love him for the rest of my life. And I promise Thomas will love you for the rest of his.
You going to be okay?
You know what frightens me the most? I'm actually a little envious of Jesse.
Envious?
At least he's looking forward to something again.
Hey, I still look forward to you.
Do you?
Of course I do. Every day. Every year.
Time. We've been granted so much time. But what if all this time did more than pass us by?
From
TikTok ever lasting. And then before that was Partner in Crime and Good Girl Winnie Foster. Such a good musical. It's actually just such a beautiful show. And it's just, like, it's so pretty and, like, it's such a good story. It's a story that people know, some people know. And if you don't, it's super easy to follow. And, yeah, it's just so good. All right, we're going to keep on going here. Here's one of my favorite musicals that I did get to see live when it toured. Here is the original Broadway cast recording of one of my favorites, Dear Evan Hansen. And we're going to start off with one of my favorites, Waving Through a Window.
I've learned to slam on the brake before I even turn the key. Before I make the mistake, before I lead with the worst of me, I give them no reason to stare. No slipping up if you slip away. So I got nothing to share. No, I got nothing to say. Step out of the sun if you keep getting burned. Step out of the sun because you've learned, because you've learned. On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm tapping on the glass, waving through a window. Oh, I try to speak but nobody can hear, so I wait around for an answer to appear while I'm watching people pass. I'm waving through a window. Can anybody see? Is anybody waving back at me? We start with stars in our eyes. We start believing that we belong. But every sun doesn't rise. Step out of the sun if you keep getting burned. Step out of the sun because you've learned, because you've learned. On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm tapping on the glass. You're falling in a forest and there's nobody around. Do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? Did I even make a sound? Make a sound. On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm tapping on the glass, waving through a window. I try to speak but nobody can hear, so I wait around for an answer to appear while I'm watching people pass, waving through a window. Can
we've been way too out of touch. Things have been crazy, and it sucks that we don't talk that much. But I should tell you that I think of you each night. I rub my nipples and start moaning with delight.
Why
would you write that?
I'm just trying to tell the truth.
This needs to be perfect. These emails have to prove that we were actually friends. Just, I'll do it.
I gotta tell you, life without ya has been hard.
Hard.
Has been bad.
Bad.
Has been rough.
Kinky.
And I miss talking about life and other stuff.
Very specific.
Shut up.
I like my parents.
Who says that?
I love my parents, but each day's another fight. If I stop smoking drugs, then everything might be alright.
Smoking drugs.
Just fix it!
If I stop smoking crack.
Crack?
If I stop smoking pot, then everything might be alright. I'll take your advice. I'll try to be more nice. I'll turn it around. Wait and see. All that it takes is a little reinvention. It's easy to change if you give it your attention. All you gotta do is just believe you can be who you wanna be. Sincerely me.
Are we done yet?
Well, I can't just give them one email. I wanna show that I was, like, a good friend, you know?
Oh my god.
Dear Connor Murphy, yes, I also miss our talks. Doing drugs, just try to take deep breaths and go on walks.
No.
I'm sending pictures of the most amazing trees.
No.
You'll be obsessed with all my forest expertise.
Absolutely not.
Dude, I'm proud of you. Just keep pushing through. You're turning around, I can see.
Just wait and see.
Cause all that it takes. Change if you give it your attention. All you gotta do is just believe you can be who you wanna be. Sincerely me.
My sister's hot.
What the hell?
My bad.
Dear Evan Hansen, thanks for every note you sent.
Dear Connor Murphy, I'm just glad to be your friend. Our friendship goes beyond your average kind of bond. But not because we're gay.
No, not because we're gay.
We're close, but not that way. The only man that I love is my dad.
Well, anyway.
We're getting better every day.
I'm getting better every day.
You're getting better every day.
Hey, 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 hey.
Cause all that it takes is a little reinvention. It's easy to change if you give it your
me. Why should I play this game of pretend? Remembering through a secondhand sorrow, such a great son and wonderful friend. Tears just pour. I could curl up and hide in my room. There in my bed, still sobbing tomorrow. I could give in to all of the gloom. But tell me what for? Why should I have a heavy heart? Why should I start to break in pieces? Why should I? Tonight.
I can sing no requiem.
I hear your voice and feel you near. Within these words I finally find you. And now that I know that you are still here, I will sing no requiem tonight.
Why should I have a heavy heart? Why should I say I'll keep you with me? Why should I go and fall apart for you?
Requiem, Dear Evan Hansen, and before that was Sincerely Me, and then Waving Through a Window. Dear Evan Hansen is such a good show. It's such a good message, and just it's just a really good show, honestly. Like, I really liked it when I went and saw it. The soundtrack's amazing. The acting is great. And yeah. All right, so one more musical to go. This is one of my favorites, especially because it is coming up here at SUNY Oneonta. If you would like to go see A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, you can. Tickets are free for students. You can go and purchase them online, or scan the QR codes on the posters around the school. It'll be taking place in the Goodrich Theater Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday afternoon. So if that's something that you want to go see, I would highly recommend. It's a musical comedy, which means it's really, really, really funny. There's so many funny parts that are in it, and I would definitely say it's for a more mature audience, but it is really funny, and the set is absolutely beautiful, gorgeous, stunning, and it's just so good. The actors have been having a really fun time. I've been chilling backstage, kind of helping out back there where needed. And yeah, I just highly recommend coming to see it. So, I'm going to play you guys two songs from, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. And, I'll start off here with, the overture and then the opening, technically the opening number, Comedy Tonight. So here is, two songs from A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, lyrics and music by Stephen Sondheim.
Thank you. Playgoers, I bid you welcome. The theater is a temple, and we are here to worship the gods of comedy and tragedy. Tonight, I am pleased to announce a comedy. We shall employ every device we know in our desire to divert you. Something familiar, something peculiar, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Something appealing, something appalling, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Nothing with kings, nothing with crowns. Bring on the lovers, liars, and clowns. Old situations, new complications. Nothing portentous or polite. Tragedy tomorrow, comedy tonight. Something convulsive, something repulsive, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Something aesthetic,
something frenetic,
something for everyone,
a comedy tonight. Nothing with gods, nothing with fate.
Weighty affairs will just have to wait.
Nothing that's formal,
nothing that's normal.
No recitations to recite.
Open up the curtain. Comedy tonight. Something erratic, something dramatic, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Frenzy and frolic, strictly symbolic, something for everyone, a comedy tonight.
Kangaroos,
philanderers,
cupidity,
timidity, mistakes,
hey,
rhymes, rhymes,
tumblers, grumblers, bumblers, fumblers, no royal curse, no Trojan horse.
So anyways, you guys all should come see A Funny Thing Happen on the Way to the Forum, happening in the Goodrich Theater Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday afternoon. The show is absolutely amazing. Tickets are free for students. And yeah, so you guys totally should come see it. It's so good. It's so fun. It's funny, which is the best part. You'll be laughing your way through the whole thing. It's super great. They did a great job. The actors are amazing. I'll be chilling backstage, so yeah, y'all should totally come see it. But anyways, that wraps up Lucas's Lit Tunes for the day. I hope you guys enjoyed our first ever Show Tunes episode. If that's something you guys want to hear more, you can always let me know on my Instagram at lucas.desilva05. You guys can DM me and let me know and just say, hey, like, I really liked that. Do that again. I will do it again. Trust me, I will. I'm always looking for ideas, but it looks like we're only going to have about two more shows of Lucas's Lit Tunes until the semester is over, and then we're going to have to wait until next semester until I am back in action. So thank you guys so much for tuning in today. DJ J-Lo is not feeling well, so he will not be here today. So, but after we should have a DJ coming in around 8 o'clock. Nope, that's wrong. Around 6 o'clock, possibly. Maybe. I don't know what our next DJ is, but DJ J-Lo will not be here for the next show. But thank you guys so much for tuning in today. I hope you guys enjoyed. Come see If Anything Happened on the Way to the Forum. And have fun at O-Fest. I hope you guys enjoy listening. Have a great rest of your week, and keep it locked.
You're on your best behavior, but why you diss your nature? We should be running around, feet off the ground, head in the clouds. My fantasia can save this life for later. I wanna try all of your flavors, and I know you're down, so let's go right now, right now. Be somewhere nobody knows. Let Mother Nature take control. Get advice and take it slow. It's funny how bad I want it. You know I can't help it. But if I'm being honest, I can't make you any promises of forever and ever. And I'm not saying never. Let's just see what happens. For the weekend, we can catch a vibe. We can catch a vibe. We don't need a wire for tonight. It's the weekend. You know I can't help it, but if I'm being honest, I can't make you any promises of forever and ever, and I'm not saying never. Let's just see what happens. For the weekend, we can catch a vibe, we can catch a vibe. We don't need a wire for tonight. It's the weekend. Just trying to say that we can fly, we can fly. For the weekend,
me and my Bobby. One day of Nielsen and Snow Home, I let him slip away.
gentlemen, the Beatles.
This is Paul McCartney, and you're listening to WONY 90.9 FM. Don't touch that dial and keep it locked.
Vision loss is not something that you feel until it happens.
Most people lose their vision from diseases like macular degeneration and glaucoma.